Hello.
Hello, Bernice. This is Josh speaking. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Josh, but I haven't heard from you, and I don't know whether you have received our manuscript.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I just got done with my meeting, and I was about to check all my emails. So I have received the updated version that was shared to me by Madeline. So I have the updated version and also the form that you filled out. So just give me one quick second. I have the version that have 66 pages so far, and Madeline stated that this is the up-to-date version. So I think I have these files, and I also have the work, the form that you filled out. So we're all good to go from here for now.
And what do the reason I call, on one of the essays, I wrote it instead of writing it in first person, I wrote it in third person.
Mm-hmm.
And I, so the whole, it's just a couple of pages, but they're in third person. How do I explain to you which one it is? It's written by someone named Shelley Berman.
Okay, give me one quick second. Let me open it up on my end as well, and I can have that rectified and make a note on my end. Just allow me a quick minute.
Okay. Perfect. And I wanted to say, one of the people who has written an essay, her husband just died, and she wants the book. She wants to use the book to give everybody at the funeral because he wrote such a nice piece.
Absolutely.
Okay,
I'm really sorry to hear about her husband.
Her husband, not mine,
yep.
Thank goodness. Okay, my dear, so I'll wait to hear from you then.
Okay, I have the passage open on my end. What name were you saying that you stated was in a third-person stone?
Shelley Berman.
Shelley Berman, okay. One quick second.
The birth of a baby.
Perfect. I got it. I have it on my end.
And if it hasn't already been changed to first person, it needs to be.
Okay. I'll have my team go through the whole draft while they'll be editing this as well and proofreading it completely. So I'll have them go through that. And you would want the whole narrative to be a third person or the first person?
First person.
First
she's
person?
Saying
okay.
It. Yeah, she's saying it herself.
Okay, and
the rest, yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Sorry, but the rest of all the manuscripts are in first person.
Okay, perfect. Sounds great. I'll have my team go through that, proofread that, and if there are any such changes that would be required, we'll surely let you know as well beforehand. And apart from that, do you have any other instruction as well that you would want to share so that I can share with my team? Anything else that you would want me to update over here?
No, just tell them. This little book is very important emotionally to a whole group of people.
I can understand. You informed me on the first day as well. I can understand how
yes.
What emotions these are. And just one last thing before I proceed forward. The trim size of the book would be an 8.5 by 11, right?
No, it was 6.9.
6.9, okay. It is currently 8.5 by 11. I'll have my team work.
Uh-huh. Actually, it could be that size. I just didn't know whether there was a difference in cost.
Okay, no, it's fine both the ways. So it's more on your end if you would want it to be a little bigger than the pocket size book. So those normal small novels that you see, those are 6x9. The 8.5 by 11 would be the letter size book. So
well,
it depends on...
That sounds good to me, Josh. I would take your advice.
Okay, perfect. Then I think 8.5 by 11 is something that is good for this book. However, if you wish to have it 6 by 9, that is something that we can work on as well. So in that case, for example, if we have one essay by a single person on a single page, that might go up to 2 to 3 pages. That might increase the page count, but that would be a bit easy for you to read and go through that. So we have 28 pages now. I think we should go a bit 6 by 9. That will increase the book's page count as well. So it would be more easy for the readers to have the book as well.
Well, that sounds better to me also, Jack. So how many pages on the 8.5 by 11?
Okay, currently the file that you have shared with me, that has 28 pages. And this is the file that Madeline last shared with me, stating that this is an up-to-date file. So that is the file that I have.
Oh, sorry. 88 pages, did you say 8.8?
No, 2.8, 28.
It's only 28 pages?
Yep. So the file that I have, that is the latest file that Madeline sent. Can
oh,
you
no, we have, it's, no, yeah. It's more than that. That's impossible.
Okay, so in that case, you can share the updated file with me as well. I think it did not go through because Madeline stated that Bernice shared a file with you, but I did not get that. So
oh,
I'll
no, no. So, no, it's not. It's certainly not 28 pages. It's got to be more than 60.
Okay.
Or 70.
Okay.
So you don't have the whole file then.
Oh, nope.
Look at the file. You have it in front of you.
Okay, just one quick second.
Tell me what the last essay is.
Sure, just give me one quick second. Okay, the last essay that I have on my end, that is The Seductive Computer by Mae Ziskin.
And I don't understand. That is the last, but I have 44 essays.
Okay, let me quickly check the count as well. Give me one quick minute while we're on the same call. I'll have the count
yes.
as well, because it could be possible that since I have a different layout size, that could be one of the reasons why it may be showing up that way.
Yes, yeah, it's certainly not 28 pages.
Perfect, perfect. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So the essay count that I have, that is 44.
And that equals 28 pages. No way,
yep.
No way, no way. So we have to then reduce it to 6 by 9. I can't present such a thin book.
Okay, how about you do one thing as well, Bernice, just to be on the safe side and just to make sure that we both have the same version. Can you reshare the updated file that you may have from on your end as well? And what I'm going to do is, as soon as you share that, I'm going to get on call with you as well so that we can tally that and we'll have it kick-started.
Okay,
I
shall do that. I shall do it as soon as possible.
Perfect. So as soon as I get your email, I'm going to give you a call from my end and we're going to have a word on that.
Okay, and it's actually the updated one is with Madeline, but I'll send you mine version as well.
Perfect, perfect. So I'll wait for your version, and I have the updated version from Madeline as well, and we're going to combine the both. So we're going to omit these chapters that are similar, and we're going to add the ones that are updated in Madeline's version, and we're going to combine that, all right?
Yes, I hope everything is counted. Each of the essays have their own page at the beginning. They don't continue on another person's page, right? It's
yep,
a
yep.
new page. Okay.
Yep,
I'll
absolutely.
Send you, I'll try. Now, I send it to your email, right?
Yep, you can send it on my email, the same email that you have on your end. And once I get that, I'm going to review that. I'm going to tally it with the file that I have, counting all the essays, the page count and everything, and I'm going to give you a call from my end.
Okay. Okay. Something's wrong somewhere. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you. I'll
You're
take care
welcome.
Of it.
Sounds great. I'll be calling you shortly in that case.